playing nearly flawless golf over the weekend, David Duval emphatically ended his run of near misses in major golf championships. He won the 130th British Open yesterday to remove himself from the dreaded list of outstanding players who had never won a major title. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Duval looked pretty cool walking up 18. What do you suppose he was thinking about?
He was thinking, finally, finally, finally. No more questions about all the near misses in major championships. No more questions about, do I think I'm ever going to win one? Because what separates Duval from some of the other guys who've been good players but haven't won majors is that he's been so close so many times. And even though he's a player who hides his emotions behind those wraparound sunglasses, I can tell you that some of those losses were devastating for him, and I guarantee you it was one of the happiest moments of his life.
Not the typical golfer, is he?
No, he's really not in many ways. For one thing, he's a reader. I remember talking to him in the locker room one time, and I saw a copy of Ayn Rand in his locker. And I made a comment about it, and he said, oh, God, don't go and write that. Then everybody will be labeling me an intellectual. It's the last thing in the world I need. But he's also had a difficult life. He's not just one of those kids who grew up and played golf and got rich. He lost a brother when he was 7 years old. After giving him his bone marrow to try to save his life, it was unsuccessful. His parents went through a difficult divorce, largely as a result of his brother's death. And golf became his salvation, his escape from the pain of real life. And that's how he grew into becoming a golfer, not because someone put a golf ball in his crib when he was 3 years old and decided to get him on the Mike Douglas show so he'd be a millionaire.
Ian Woosnam, the 1991 Masters champion, was in contention, but he got hurt by one of the stranger penalties in golf history.
Well, it was unbelievable because he almost made a hole-in-one on the first hole, which is a par three, and actually took the lead. Then on the second tee, his caddy, Miles Byrne, noticed that he had 15 clubs in the bag, and you can only have 14. Automatic two-stroke penalty. Terrible moment for Woosnam, worst moment for his caddy, because it's the caddy's job to make sure on the first tee that you've only got those 14 clubs. It's like a football player forgetting his helmet or something like that. Unbelievable mistake, and Woosnam ended up tied for third.
Now that Duval has won his major, who's left on that list of players who haven't made it, good players who haven't made it?
Well, the two most noticeable ones, obviously, are Phil Mickelson and Colin Montgomery. Montgomery was in contention, led the tournament for 2 days. I don't think he's ever going to win a major. I think Phil Mickelson, well, people are now putting Sergio Garcia on that list, Bob, but that's ridiculous. He's only 21 years old. Let's give him a little bit of time before we stick that elephant on his back.
Montgomery's been second so many times in so many tournaments.
Yeah, and especially in the U.S. Open. This is actually the first time that he really contended in the British Open, where he's such a hero because he's been the leader on the European Tour for so many years. But once again on Sunday, he just couldn't get it done, even with all those thousands of people cheering him on. It was Duval's day.
And where was Mr. Woods?
Mr. Woods was there, believe it or not, and Friday looked like he was going to have a great tournament when he shot 68 to get in contention. Spun his wheels Saturday, went back, and now, Bob, we can call it a slump because he's not contended in two straight major championships. And for Tiger Woods, not even being close to having a chance to win in two straight majors, that's a slump.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Majors and A Good Walk Spoiled. The time's 21 minutes before the hour.